fantasy football weekend starts tonight. Eagles happen to be involved. We go to our expert, Eric Carabell from ESPN.com. He's brought to us by Family and Company Jewelers. If you're thinking about getting engaged, make Family and Company Jewelers your first stop. Family and Company Jewelers, South Jersey's diamond destination. Hello, Mr. Carabell.
Hello, Mike. How you doing today?
I'm doing good. It is a big game. Let's get right to it. Anybody viable to play in tonight's game?
Oh, yeah. Lots of viable players, especially where the defense has been playing lately. I mean, obviously the Giants with their running back, Saquon, Odell Beckham. You can make a case for Shepard, the way the Eagles corners are playing. Can't make any case for Eli. On the Eagles side, I'm not expecting a huge night for Wentz, especially because Alshon Jeffrey probably gets shut down by Janoris Jenkins. But I do think he's a viable play, borderline top 10. Obviously, Zach Ertz, always a great play, having an incredible season, Zach Ertz. And with the running backs, I really don't want to rely on either of them in fantasy, but if you have to choose one, I'd go Smallwood. He's healthier and does catch passes.
Ah, okay. All right. That's good. I'll ask you how you feel about this game a little later, but I want to go over some quarterback matchups this week on the card. First of all, let's go to the big game here, the Kansas City-New England game. If you've got, like, which quarterback do you favor in this game?
You could have both quarterbacks. You might be thinking, how could somebody have Brady and Mahomes? But people didn't, like, view Mahomes as a definite top 10 guy back in August. I did. And so far, he looks amazing. I've got Mahomes number one. I've got Brady number two. I think you can't go wrong with either of those guys. Brady's going to have a terrific season. His weapons are back. Gronkowski will start to play better. But Mahomes is legit. And even if, you know, he throws a pick or two, he can still run a little bit. That's the difference between him and Brady.
Interesting. All right. So you still like Mahomes number one. Now let's talk about Jared Goff. He's got a matchup where it looks like he'd be able to put some big numbers. But he's got this iffy wide receiver situation where a couple of his wideouts are a little ubats, as we like to say. So what is the story with Goff? Would you stay away from Goff and stay away from those LA wide receivers this week?
No, I mean, we'll know more, obviously, about Cooper Kupp and Brandon Cooks on Friday, see if they practice. They can still play even if they don't practice. Concussion's a little different than, like, if you have a knee or a shoulder injury. But the way Denver's played defense the past couple of weeks, and look what the Jets just did to them last week. That's embarrassing. Now, there might be snow in Denver, believe it or not, in October. That would affect things a little bit. But for now, I don't have Goff as a top five guy. I rank him kind of where I do Wentz. In like the 9 to 12 range. So he's a good play, but not an elite play.
All right, let's give me a couple games where you got good D versus bad O and good O versus bad D. What games would they be?
Not too many on the slate this week. I mean, obviously, I'm watching Seattle against Oakland. Oakland is terrible, can't move the ball. But Lynch against the Seahawks in a neutral place, too. I think that's an interesting game there because if Russell Wilson doesn't get going in this game against that defense, then he's never going to get going. Also watch Jacksonville and Dallas. Dallas actually does a good job against the pass. And Jacksonville's not going to have their starting running back Fournette again. So TJ Yeldon, a good play for running the ball. I don't know about any of their receivers catching, and Dallas' offense can't do anything with Jacksonville. So other than Ezekiel Elliott, you never want to play a Cowboy.
All right, let's get to some questions. I got to go in-house here because one of our producers, Andrew Salchunas, is hanging on your every word here. He wants to know, Rivers at the Browns or Winston at the Falcons?
Yeah, Winston's interesting this week. Two bad defenses, Tampa Bay and Atlanta. I'm expecting Winston to put up numbers, but I don't know how you can ever sit Phillip Rivers. Every week is two or three touchdowns and well over 300 yards. I have Rivers ahead of Winston, but I do have Winston ahead of Wentz this week. I'm expecting a real shootout there in Atlanta. I mean, they can't help but have a shootout there.
All right, let's go to Twitter. Hugh has a question. He's got Mike Thomas on a bye. He's in a PPR league. With the heavy forecast of with the weather forecast of heavy rains, do I start Alshon Jeffrey tonight or Cote?
Well, I mean, Cote is no lock to play or get any weapons at all, or targets at all. Jeffrey scares me tonight. The Giants have been sticking Janoris Jenkins on the other team's best receiver every week. And they shut down Drew Brees and did a good job on Cam Newton. So I play Jeffrey here, but honestly, I think you got to do a little better. Jeffrey's not a top 20 wide receiver this week the way the Giants have played defensively.
All right, Ed tweets in on that note, Doug Baldwin or Alshon Jeffrey?
Baldwin. I'm concerned about Jeffrey tonight. I think the Giants will shut him down. And Baldwin against the Raiders. I mean, anybody against the Raiders right now should be a great play.
All right. Tom Armstrong tweets in, which two running backs would you start from the following? Aaron Jones, Corey Clement, Chris Carson.
Yeah, I mean, it's Jones and Carson. I mean, again, Seattle going against Oakland. Carson had a huge game, lots of volume last week. And Aaron Jones, I mean, he's running really well. At some point, McCarthy has to let him have 18 at least touches in a game. I think that's coming this Monday.
All right, Alex tweets in a half PPR league, should I start Nelson Aguilar tonight or start Mohamed Sanu instead?
You know what? I might just be like fading Eagles wide receivers in this game. I mean, Sanu in a game against Tampa. Tampa Bay is so bad defensively. They gave up 6 touchdown passes to Mitchell Trubisky 2 weeks ago. I'd go Sanu there.
Okay. Matt, David Johnson or James White in a half of PPR? Also, Russell Wilson or Blake Bortles?
That's Wilson over Bortles. I have to give him one more opportunity. And Dallas, the secondary, has played well. I can't sit David Johnson. I mean, James White is an elite play in point for reception leagues, but David Johnson is a top 10 play every week. He's getting his touchdowns now. He's starting to play better. I'd still stick with Johnson.
All right, this email, Kim McKenney, she wants to know, or he wants to know, Kenyon Drake or Amari Cooper, and a flex player for a non-PPR league.
I think it's Cooper. Kenyon Drake got 6 rushing attempts last week. Unless he's going to score a receiving touchdown, you cannot go with Kenyon Drake. I think Cooper's still a more reliable option.
All right, let's go to the phones. Mark in Norwood. Mark, you have a question for Eric Carabel?
I do. Eric, I need to start 2 out of 3. Connor, Peterson, and James White.
I'd pick Peterson there. He's clearly not healthy. He's got multiple injuries. Can't sit. This is his last start before Le'Veon Bell comes back, and White, an elite option in PPR leagues. Peterson doesn't catch passes. He's not healthy. I don't trust him.
All right, Josh tweets in, Jared Goff or Big Ben at quarterback in a PPR league?
I'm going Goff there. I mean, Ben has had some interesting games, home road splits last couple of years. Cincinnati, his road games at Cincinnati last 3 years, pretty average results. I'm not going with him.
Okay. I'm short on running backs this week. Do I start Smallwood or Derrick Henry?
Yeah, you're short on running backs, right? I mean, Derrick Henry every week is just 40 rushing yards. He doesn't catch pass. He's not doing anything special. I think I'd take a shot on Smallwood there. I think the Eagles have to use their running backs in the passing game tonight because it's basically the running backs and Ertz if they're going to move the ball.
All right. I'm planning to start Ertz, Robert Woods, and Antonio Brown as receivers in a non-PPR league, says Jim. Should I put Edelman in place of any of them?
Yeah, over Woods. Edelman over Woods is an obvious play there. I mean, don't worry about the other Rams wide receivers. They can run the ball. They can give it to Gurley 35 times. Edelman is an elite play. He's a top 20 option every week now.
All right, let's go to Dave in South Jersey on the phones. Dave, you're on there. Carabell. Go ahead, Dave.
Hey, guys. Real quick, Sonny Michel, he's showing up as questionable, plus he's in a late game. Do I trust him or plug in Emmanuel Sanders?
That's a good question. I mean, we'll know Sunday morning. We'll all know by then, so you don't have to worry about it right now. But if Michelle is active, you have to use him. Kansas City, awful against opposing running backs and really against everything. They give up a lot of stuff there. Sanders is a good play, but Sonny Michel is an elite play in that matchup. I think he's going to play in this game.
All right, there you go. All right, now, on that note, Dominic LaBella emails me. He says, I need to pick 2 from Will Fuller, Calvin Ridley, Emmanuel Sanders, Josh Gordon, or Tyler Boyd.
Boyd's a really good play, I got to tell you. I mean, against Pittsburgh secondary, I would trust him first and Emmanuel Sanders second. If you have room for a flex, it's Ridley in a great matchup. But Tyler Boyd is putting up numbers the past couple of weeks, sometimes out of the slot now with A.J. Green. That's something to watch there against Pittsburgh. So Boyd first, Sanders second.
All right, a couple more here. Kristen, who starts her tweet by saying, hi, Mike, which is really nice of her. So I'll go PPR. She wants to go PPR Hines or Powell.
I think Hines is a little bit safer there. I mean, the Jets obviously had great production last week. I don't expect either of those guys to do that again. Hines is the only Colts running back who's doing anything, and he catches passes.
All right, one last call. Let's go to Ryan in Collingdale. Ryan, you're on with Eric Carabell.
I need a third receiver this week. I got Gordon, Geronimo Allison, or Corey Davis. Which one should I go with?
Corey Davis. I mean, Gordon is still not getting enough snaps, not getting enough targets there. Davis is the number one guy for Tennessee. I don't like the way Mariota's playing, but I do think this matchup, he can do a little bit of damage there. Corey Davis still makes big plays. I'd go with him.
All right, there you go. All right, now, Eric, it's a moment of truth here because, yeah, you know, the trends and the stats are, against this game are not favoring the Eagles, at least in my book. Are you feeling the Eagles or the Giants tonight?
I'm feeling the Eagles, but it's going to be tougher than it should be. Giants have played okay defensively. Wentz, with the way the offensive line is blocking, concerns me. But I don't think it's a high-scoring game. I think something like 23-20, Eagles win on a late field goal. If the line is 3.5, Eagles, I would not take them. But if it's 2.5, I would.
It's 1.5.
It's going down. That tells me something.
Yes. You're taking the Eagles.
I'll take the Eagles with that. Yeah.
Really? See, that tells me the other way. See, you haven't learned the Messinelli point system here. You're all wrapped up in fantasy, and you're not reading the lines.
I'm reading the lines just fine. If it goes down to 1.5, I think the Eagles are Eagles are not losing this game tonight.
All
I think
right.
they find a way. Maybe a defensive touchdown.
All right, brother. Thanks for coming on.
Have a good one.
There
good
he
luck.
Is, Eric Carabell, brought to us by Family Company Jewelers. If you're thinking about getting engaged, make Family Company Jewelers your first stop. Family Company Jewelers, South Jersey's diamond destination.